Townsend Press presents, from the Bluford series of books, The Gun. Written by Paul Langan and read by Jamil Gaines.
Chapter 1.
Man, I hate this place,
Tyree Hobbs thought as he walked slowly towards Bluford High School. The motion from each step sent a dull jab of pain into his left wrist, making him wince slightly. Just outside Bluford's thick steel front doors, Tyree adjusted his jacket, careful to conceal the bone-colored cast which now encased his left hand. The pain and cast were constant reminders of the humiliation he suffered 4 days ago. Until then, Tyree had been the most notorious bully in Bluford's freshman class. 6 feet tall and muscular, he could clear a path in a crowd just by showing up. In middle school, Tyree had learned to use his size to intimidate people he didn't like. Sometimes, he impressed his friends by forcing smaller boys to give him money or do his homework. Other times, he threatened kids for fun. At Bluford, Tyree's reputation continued to grow, and then Darryl Mercer came along. The first time they met, Tyree thought Darryl was the perfect target, a scrawny, weak kid who transferred to Bluford in the middle of the school year. Having just moved from Philadelphia days earlier, Darryl didn't know a soul in California, and he was scared. A punching bag with legs, Tyree thought. He had recognized the fear in Darryl's eyes from day one. After a bit of pressure, Darryl was giving Tyree his lunch money each week in hopes of being left alone. It was some of the easiest money Tyree had ever made. But 4 days ago, everything changed. The incident replayed in his mind like a scene from an old movie. It happened at lunchtime in the crowded school cafeteria. Tyree was hassling Darryl for skipping his weekly payment. To embarrass him, Tyree tipped Darryl's lunch tray, spilling food all over the smaller boy's clothes. The trick worked. Kids throughout the cafeteria howled at Darryl's mess. Then, Darryl did something he had never done before. He stood up to Tyree in front of everyone. "Tyree, you ain't nothing but a bully," Darryl called out. "No one in this school likes you. They're just afraid of you. But you know what? I ain't afraid of you no more. You don't scare me." He then demanded that Tyree apologize and clean up the mess. Tyree was shocked at the smaller boy's bold words. It was true that Darryl had started acting more confident, especially since he befriended Mr. Mitchell, their nosy English teacher, and joined the Bluford wrestling team. But Darryl was still a coward. Tyree never expected him to stand up for himself. Careful not to show his surprise, Tyree stepped over to beat Darryl into a pulp right there in front of everyone. But Darryl was fast. The next thing Tyree knew, Darryl had swept underneath him, lifted him up, and sent him crashing onto the hard floor of the cafeteria. Tyree tried to cushion the fall with his left arm, but the impact cracked his wrist bone with a loud, wet snap. He could not believe the amount of pain he felt. A non-stop knifing ache mingled with the sensation that the inside of his wrist was on fire. Worse than the pain was seeing that kids who once feared him were laughing. Some even cheered. After the fight, Tyree was taken straight to the nurse's office. He was still fuming in the wake of his defeat, and his wrist was swelling by the minute. The nurse's reaction to his injury did not comfort him any. "We've got to get you to a hospital," she said. "Your wrist doesn't look good at all, Mr. Hobbs. We'll have to call one of your parents to meet you there." "Great," Tyree thought to himself. "Just great." It was Mom who met Tyree and the school nurse at the emergency room of City General Hospital. For Tyree, sitting in the waiting room in pain for 2 hours was nothing compared to enduring his mother's coddling the entire time. Once the nurse left, Mom looked at Tyree with a pitiful face. At one point, she even had tears in her eyes. "Mom, I'm fine," he insisted. Looking at her made him feel even worse about what happened. He didn't want her there, but the school required a parent or guardian to be at the hospital with him. Tyree knew Mom was the only person he could turn to. Calling Dad never even crossed his mind.
Honey, I hate to see you in pain, Mom said, her voice breaking. And I hate to see you in trouble. We have an appointment to see the principal first thing tomorrow morning. You might get suspended, or even worse.
Tyree tried to shrug off the whole thing.
So what? He said. I don't care about school. That principal's whacked anyway.
Well, I care, Mom responded. And so should you. I didn't want to believe the things that woman told me over the phone. I couldn't believe my ears. All those tales about you bullying kids and beating up on people. Tyree, it just breaks my heart. And your father won't be pleased by this at all.
Tyree knew Mom was right. His father would definitely not be pleased, but Tyree could not worry about that yet. He was still in a great deal of pain, and every time he thought about the fight in the cafeteria, he trembled with rage. Even as the doctor slowly wrapped his wrist, he was seething in silence. He was not done with Darryl Mercer. The next morning, before his first class, Tyree and his mother met with Miss Spencer, the school principal, who was sitting stern-faced at her desk. Tyree knew by the tightness in her jaw that he was in big trouble. He just did not know how severe the punishment would be. Would he be suspended? Expelled?
Good morning, Mrs. Hobbs, Tyree, Miss Spencer said, an icy edge to her voice. She took a sip of coffee from a mug and turned to him. I've heard Darryl's side of the story. What do you have to say for yourself?
Wasn't my fault, Tyree mumbled. Mercer started with me.
I suggest you tell me the truth, Mr. Hobbs, Miss Spencer said, her voice filled with contempt. We know how you have been bullying and intimidating other students. These are serious accusations. I suggest you tell me everything you know.
As his mother listened, her eyes filled with tears.
Please, Tyree, she whispered, just tell the truth.
I ain't done nothing wrong. All you hearing is lies, Tyree began, but the anger in Miss Spencer's face stopped him right there.
Mr. Hobbs, you are very close to being expelled from this high school. Do you understand what I am saying?
Miss Spencer growled. Tyree imagined what his father's reaction would be if he got expelled. Tyree was big, but his father was twice his size. In his high school days, Gil Hobbs was an offensive lineman on the football team, standing a solid 6'4" and weighing almost 300 pounds. Tyree knew his father would be furious if he got expelled. He shuddered as he thought of his father's response to such news.
Okay, okay, Tyree said to the principal. Not okay, okay, Miss Spencer snapped. That won't cut it around here. It's I understand, Miss Spencer.
Tyree was not used to being put in his place, not even by teachers. He felt a burning rage for the skinny woman glaring at him behind wire-rimmed glasses. But she had the power now. So Tyree swallowed hard and mumbled,
I understand, Miss Spencer.
Good, the principal said crisply. Now then, you will be suspended for 3 days for fighting and for bullying other students. The suspension begins at once. And if there is ever any more bullying, Mr. Hobbs, I'll see to it that you are out of this school permanently.
Don't worry, Miss Spencer, Tyree's mother said, wiping her eyes. I know Tyree's sorry, and I'm sure he'll behave from now on.
I hope so, Miss Spencer added, for his sake.
Tyree shrugged his shoulders but said nothing. Miss Spencer's threats were nothing compared to what was waiting for him at home when his father found out about the suspension.
You little punk, Dad screamed later that night. Where'd you get off fighting and messing around in school and getting your hair busted?
Gil, Mom said in her soft voice, he's in a lot of pain.
Woman, don't give me that,
Dad yelled, causing Mom to cower.
You've been coddling this boy all his life, and that's why we got this kind of trouble with him now. I'm glad he's in pain, understand? Now leave us alone.
Mom hurried out of the room, lines of worry creasing her forehead. Tyree knew she was just as afraid of Dad as he was. He could count on his mother to protect him only so much. Dad grabbed hold of Tyree's shirt collar, lifting him so that their faces were only inches apart.
What you got to say for yourself, boy? He growled.
Tyree shrugged, and his father flicked his finger into his face, bruising his lip. Tyree winced in pain. Dad had done this to him many times before. It was the same thing Tyree had done to Dara when they first met.
How come you've been beating up on other kids and getting the whole school on your case?
As he spoke, Dad shook Tyree violently and shoved him into a corner of the kitchen, sending pots clattering to the floor.
You cost me money, boy. I gotta pay to get your hand fixed. Cash money that could have gone for food, rent, or clothes, you see?
With his last words, Dad opened his hand and slapped Tyree across the mouth. The force of the blow split Tyree's lip. A thread of blood sliding down his chin, he cringed, waiting for another strike.
I'm sorry,
Tyree gasped, covering his face with his hands.
Sorry? Sorry's words, cheap words. They don't mean nothing. You'd be sorry if we didn't get your wrist fixed. That's what you deserve. I feel like smashing that cast and busting your wrist all over again. Then you'd be real sorry,
Dad said.
Gil, please,
Mom pleaded from the hallway, fear heavy in her voice.
Isn't that enough?
What?
Dad yelled at her.
Woman, didn't I tell you to stay out of this? We already lost one son, and I ain't about to lose another.
Mom vanished down the hall, and his father gave Tyree a final, violent shake of his shoulders.
You get in any trouble during the next 3 days, I swear I'll bust your other hand.
He shoved Tyree away and stormed out of the kitchen. Tyree jumped to his feet and rushed to the bedroom he used to share with Warren, his older brother. Warren had been gone now for over a year. He was serving a 3-year sentence for armed robbery. Tyree wished he never had to face Dad again. He was always unsure how he felt about his father. At times, he admired the way Dad was boss wherever he went. Even at work, he ruled with an iron fist. A foreman for a construction company, he towered over his entire crew. Everyone knew not to get on Gil Hobbs's bad side. But more than respecting his father, Tyree feared him. He had learned long ago that the safest way to deal with Dad was to stay out of his way. It had worked pretty well until Darryl Mercer came along. Now, Tyree was returning to Blueford for the first time since Miss Spencer suspended him 3 days ago. As he got closer to school, he felt a growing sense of dread. The teachers and the principal would be watching his every move. So would the students. Some might even hassle him about losing the fight with Darryl. Hundreds of students had watched Tyree writhing on the floor with his broken wrist. 3 days was not enough time for them to forget what they saw. Walking down the main corridor of the school, Tyree sensed many eyes watching him. He noticed several students glance in his direction and then quickly look away. Their faces were like billboards with one message.
"Yeah, we've been talking about you since you went down," they seemed to say.
As he approached his locker, Tyree was glad to see Rodney Banks. Rodney and Tyree had become friends in middle school. They discovered then that ganging up on smaller kids was easy and profitable. Rodney loved sharing in all the cash they extorted from scared students. He often used his cut of the money to buy the latest athletic gear, especially basketball sneakers.
"Hey, Rod,"
Tyree called out as he neared his friend. Rodney quickly turned away and darted into a crowd of students. Tyree watched bitterly as Rodney disappeared down the hallway. He remembered all the times the two of them went to the mall to buy jackets with team logos. Now Rodney was turning like the dog who bit the hand that fed him.
"Forget you then," Tyree mumbled.
Several students stared at Tyree as he continued down the long corridor to his first class. At one point, he thought he heard a girl snicker. Then he spotted someone pointing to his cast.
"What you looking at?"
Tyree yelled when he reached the end of the hall. A heavy silence spread through the corridor. Tyree turned the corner and continued walking.
"Just wait," he muttered. "Gonna be payback time for y'all. Just you wait."
Then he spotted Darryl Mercer walking with Amberlynn Bailey. Instantly, Tyree's pulse started to pound. Watching Darryl talk to Amberlynn, Tyree was filled with hatred. He would hide his feelings for now, but soon Darryl's time would come. Nothing would feel better than wiping that big smile off of Darryl's face.
"I'm sorry about your hand,"
a girl said from behind Tyree as he walked towards English class. Tyree turned to see Lark Collins,
a freshman he hardly knew. She was cute in a wholesome way, but his tastes ran to more striking girls. There were a lot of girls eager to mess with a bad boy, especially one as big as Tyree. Even though he was not that handsome, girls seemed drawn to him because of his reputation. But now, he wondered if all that would change too, and he wondered why a girl like Lark was suddenly being nice to him.
"Yeah, I bet you're sorry," Tyree said, moving his broken wrist out of her sight.
"I am,"
Lark insisted, her eyes widening. "You for real?" Tyree asked gruffly.
"Yeah, I'm just sorry you broke your wrist, that's all."
"You see it happen?"
"No, I was in the library that day,"
Lark responded.
"But you heard about it?"
Tyree asked, tensing up.
"Sure, everyone's been talking about it,"
Lark answered. Tyree cringed slightly, and Lark seemed to understand what he was feeling.
"Don't worry. I try to stay out of everyone's gossip. Half of it usually isn't true anyway. I just feel bad for you, that's all."
Tyree looked closely at Lark. She was not the prettiest girl at Blueford, not by a mile. She was slightly overweight, and her glasses and frumpy clothes made her look a bit like an old lady. Yet she seemed sincere. Before the fight in the cafeteria, Tyree would not even have spoken to someone like Lark. But now that he was alone at Blueford, he was in no position to chase people away. Besides, maybe he could use her. Lark would not be as stubborn or demanding as the girls who used to flirt with him. A few harsh words, and she would skitter off in tears and never talk to him again. Tyree read this in her face the same way he read the fear in Daryl's eyes months ago. Lark was someone he could manipulate.
"You want to eat lunch with me today?"
Tyree asked. Lark paused a moment and then answered,
"Sure, that would be nice."
"Okay, meet me in the cafeteria at lunchtime,"
Tyree said before heading off to English. Tyree used to swagger into classes, pausing to send menacing glares into the faces of kids he was trying to scare. It had been so exciting for Tyree to see them hunkering in their seats and wishing they were invisible. But now, he didn't glare at anybody. Sitting down at his desk, Tyree opened his English book to a story he had not read and did not care about. He glanced at the meaningless words and sentences on the pages and noticed Harold Davis watching him. Harold was Daryl Mercer's closest friend. Until a few days ago, he was too scared to even look at Tyree.
"Things sure have turned around,"
Tyree thought, certain Harold was silently laughing at him.
"Look at the big bully with the broken wrist. He cried just like a baby,"
Tyree imagined Harold saying.
"Just you wait," Tyree thought over and over. "Just you wait."
His day of revenge would come, and no one would ever forget it, especially not Daryl Mercer.